666, the number of the Australian Police Force.
And now, live from the Punky Treehouse
and the Highwayman's Lodge,
it's Punky!
This is Punky!
Goober, Goober.
Hello.
Watch out, well done, you've found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this, Tony, is a Halloween special.
Is it that time already?
It's a Halloween special, and obviously we do the best ones.
Obviously.
It doesn't matter what podcast you listen to this week, I'm telling you now, the six songs we've got lined up are very Halloween-y indeed. And I like to have a name for the show. When it comes around Halloween, you know, everyone tries to be clever. I'd like to call this one Hallowed We.
Okay.
Because we have hallowed we have consecrated piss. Right? As far as I'm concerned. That's right. My name's Paul B. Edwards. I've got consecrated piss. Here's the first song. You're going to love it.
My God! It's alive! Am I dreaming? No, it's true! I've created a living being from various parts of the dead. I'll be famous! I'll... He's rising, walking toward me, staring at me. Those eyes, those horrible, glowing yellow eyes, filled with hatred. Hatred of me!
It's time you either score.
So, Tony's on Beano and the Skeletones. What do you think of that?
Always good.
Always good. And that is a little tranche of Halloween-y bubblegum horror pop right there from their EP from a few years ago, Halloween Hollering, which is a 7-track EP with a couple of instrumentals on it that I might do something about. Ooh, you never know. But that was a track 5 called The Count of 5. What I want to know is, Tony, what is on Beano and the Skeletones' MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Zombina and the Skeletones.
It is. MySpace.com/Zombina and the Skeletones. It's Tony One, Paulie B in the Internet Neil. It's going to be a whitewash this week, man. There's no way I can get any one of these. You've got them in the bag. We've played every band before, and, well, one might get you, but I think it's going to be 6-0.
I've got a crap memory. See?
Yeah. Me too. So, at the moment, Zombina are touring in Europe. It would have been good for us to have had some dates for Tony's International Gear Guide.
It would have been, wouldn't it?
But you haven't got one this week, have you?
No, I haven't.
I also don't have any MySpace comments to read out this week. So, if you are on MySpace, do look at myspace.com/punkyradio. Leave a comment on our page, because for ages we've been doing 5 comments a week, and then of late we haven't been getting any at all. I know more of you on Facebook, but if you're not going to leave Facebook messages on the Facebook group Punky, then please do leave them on MySpace so we can read out your thoughts. This means, of course, I have to tell you about some of the people I've been randomly adding recently on Facebook, Tony.
Okay.
Now, Sven-alike Derek Williams is a Sven Göran Eriksson look-alike, and I don't know why he added me, but I was happy when he did. Would you like to know how we met, though?
How did you meet?
We met randomly. Derek's happy accident of familiarity with Sven Göran Eriksson has just got him a spate of gigs in Manchester, but what does his name mean in English? Stephen, you're an erection. Minxomatosis. Nice. Minxomatosis, Tony.
Okay.
You might also know as the lady who's the editor of The Wrench.
Okay.
But her special name is Minxomatosis. Would you like to know how we met, though?
How did you meet?
We met randomly in 2007, and she writes, "It's a quick tale. I was a fluffer on the set of a specialised film, preparing Paul for the money shot. It wasn't hard. I added..." I fucking wish. So, and I do like that. If you want to add me on Facebook and you would like to write a random thing about how we met, I like that more than when I do it myself. Anyway, here comes part one of a two-part Bailey. This is Gary Bailey. Now, do you know how me and Gary met?
How did you meet?
Well, first of all, he's not the 1980s Manchester United goalkeeper.
Okay.
Just so you know. But we met randomly. I left Gary unsupervised by the freezer section in Morrison's. He was laughing with his tongue stuck frozen to a box of choc ices. Get the fire brigade! Get the fire brigade! This man is stuck frozen to cardboard. Now,
yeah.
Part two of my Bailey, the two-parter, is Louise Bailey. Lou is my mate Widge, and she was at my cabaret show last night. More of that later. But
okay.
Would you like to know how we met?
How did you meet?
We met randomly. I am the sand to Lou's Widge. We might not be a couple per se, but we do make a tasty snack for your average manual labourer. Bring the tea in here, Kev. Of course I want 8 sugars. What do you think I am, a puff? Now, Tim B. He's got a good name, hasn't he?
He has.
Would you like to know how me and Tim B met?
Yeah, how did you meet?
We met randomly. I'm friends with Tim's brothers, Spelling and Sellafield, and his sister, Hepatitis. Tim added... What about my half-brothers? Two or not two? And that concludes my Facebook friend ads for this week, Tony.
Nice.
Have you got any podcasts, Ali?
I do. Thank you all for your votes so far. We haven't voted so far this month. Please do hold off now because it's on Saturday. It's the 1st of November. New month time, people. So when the first comes, please do vote for us. Easiest way to do that is go to punkyradio.com, and at the top of the screen there is an important please vote for us link. Hit that, enter your email address and a subject and a comment if you so wish. Just read out those comments. In fact, read them all out and hear the top 5 for this week. Bada bing, keep it up. You now have a fan in BFE, Salt Lake City, Utah. Some Techno Flame Hero.
Thank you very much, Techno Flame Hero. And bear in mind, Tony, that we're currently listening to Dr. Slaggleberry, and they're right scary.
Nice. Where's BFE?
I'm sorry?
BFE Salt Lake City. No,
well, it's
idea.
BFE Salt Lake City, isn't it?
Mm. Okay.
Fancy sounds for bye forever. But he's never going to vote again. It is Halloween.
Favourite song from last week, thanks to the Magnificence. Easy for you to say, Tony, of Bunker Radio. I am now the proud owner of 3 Sweatmaster albums. Oh, and the hose is not bad too. And that's from Black Cat.
Good effort.
Yeah. Punky, it's like total talk nonsense with a sense of humour and without the fat. Oh, and some really cool tunes. From Jeff Ugly Shoes. Thank you, Jeff.
But other than that, practically the same.
Yeah. Punk is great. I'm digging the Japanese punk that's been coming in of late. Punk is
so
great.
So am I.
Dave Fitz. Thank you very much, Dave. Every month
Dave fits what?
Everything.
My bumhole.
Yeah. And finally, Punky Rules. Thought I'd give you one.
Yeah,
I'd give you one this month, a vote that is. The best podcast on the net. As for favourite band this month, Roachie and the Sarnos. Dug out the first album and bought the new one. It's excellent. From Psychobilly Stew.
Well done, Psycho Billy Stu. I've got some Rocci and the Sinos news later as well, but he's right. The first album is really bonkers. It's just all over the place. The second album rocks. Buy it. They were in our top friends. You'll be able to find them. It's myspace.com/ Rocci and the Sinos.
Cool. And that's it for my podcast, Ali.
Well, thanks very much to everyone who voted this month. We've had a good month. We're never going to beat CB Twatto because he's the latest cheat in the box.
Yeah.
I now know why he was voting for us. I was just being friendly voting for him, but, you know, I don't think he listens to any of the podcasts he votes for.
No, I don't.
Naughty, naughty, naughty man.
He wouldn't have the time.
Well, no, true, yeah. You can't listen to 500 podcasts a week, can you?
No.
Well, you can listen to 500 of ours. No, you couldn't, actually. There's not enough hours in the week. How many hours are there in a week, Tone? What's 7 times 24?
120-something.
No, it's 168, isn't it?
Is it? I don't know.
You're the mathematician boy here. Well, look, seven times two is 14.
Yeah.
And seven times is four. So 140 plus 28, 168. There you go. You can listen to 168 punkies a week. Why don't you? Now, it's time for our next song. Yeah. And in a truly Halloween-y frame, I thought I'd plump for something by The Horrifics.
Nice.
And from their demo, Hellbent for Blood, which they very kindly sent us a while back now, I'd like to pick a track out. But what I want to know is first, Danny, what is The Horrifics MySpace page?
MySpace.com/ The Horrifics.
Almost certainly. It's Tony T, probably being the internet Neil, and this is Coffin Bound. The Horrifics and Coffin Bound there. That's a bit faster than the first one, isn't it, Tony?
Oh, yes.
That is. I do like them. I think they're from Texas, aren't they? They've invited us over, but I don't think you'd dare go.
No. Well, the plane alone would scare me. Never mind the band.
Yeah, the plane alone, and then you'd be met by The Horrifics at the airport. Go, oh, flying's not so bad after all. It's time for Poetry Corner. I love Poetry Corner. If you have a poem that you'd like to write and send in to Punky, please do. Send it to paulieb@punkyradio.com. Title your email, Poetry Corner. That's what Bradley Sprog did, and he sent us two.
Ooh,
this is great. It's a two-part Poetry Corner. It's like the Baileys all over again. Oh, I love Baileys. Oh, that's another thing. Remind me to tell you about the Baileys when I'm telling you my story about me being in Bristol last weekend later. Will you?
Okay.
I'll try.
I'll try.
Yeah. Oh, this is the email that came through. Hey, Paulie, how the fuck are you? Hope you like the poems. Peace and love, Bradley Sprog. Here comes the first one, Ridicule. So is my 15 minutes over yet, ridiculed by Punky on the internet, for being an impatient fool and acting like a fucking tool? I haven't got the patience to wait for the twat to work, so I carry on bad and act like a jerk. I know I'll email Tony and Paulie B, they'll have some sound advice for me, but they won't have a word said against BT Pod Show. Okay, you pedantic tossers, me VO. My missus says stop being a tightwad and go and buy a fucking iPod. A very nice one. I like that a lot. Good poem. And here comes a punky limerick. This is part two. I like these as well. Okay. There's a fella called Paulie B who, along with Tony, broadcasts up in a tree. The poetry sucks, but who gives a fuck? Because the banter is funny, tee-hee. How very nice.
Lovely.
Please do send us your poems. If you have them, we love to get them. We used to put them on our website, but now we don't bother doing anything about that at all.
No.
Right, Tone. Have you got a twat?
I do. Thank you all for your twat nominations so far, but hey, I'm always hungry for more. You'd have thought I'd be satiated by now, but I'm not. So please do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason for the nomination.
And if you send it through, Tony will eat your twat.
There you go. Can't say fair than that.
Halloween. And of course, as we all know, when a lady's having a period, that's a vampire's packed lunch.
Beautiful. Okay, this week it's from Jacob. Tony, I'd like to nominate myself, Jacob from Texas, as a twat. Imagine my horror when the latest Punky Radio segment appeared in my iPod, only to hear now how I had been an international smacktard by sending my word of the week suggestion to you instead of Paulie B. Making me my very first Punky Radio contribution ever, a worldwide twat. Please let me express my humility to Paulie B and the whole Punky listening audience by nominating myself as this week's twat. Hoping to make twat-free comments and contributions in the future, Jacob from Texas. P.S. Since this is an election year and the obvious joke would be just one more retard from Texas, may I please make one distinction that the carpet-bagging moron George W. Bush and his worthless father George Bush Sr. are not, nor have they ever been, from Texas.
That
Thanks
is true.
Again for all the hours of listening pleasure. Jacob.
Yeah, they're from New England somewhere, Maine or Massachusetts or something, I think.
Oh, okay. Well, they've just went into power or sent into the sector of Texas, I think.
They just wanted to act like cowboys.
Fair enough.
Get a bit of money, buy a ranch, you know, bales of cocaine. So, yes, it would be nice if the Horrifics are listening. They're in Texas, it's not a big place.
Yeah.
If they could go round to Jacob's and give him a good smacking.
A drive-by twatting, if you will.
Yeah, and let us know how they get on.
So you ready for this?
Yep.
So, Jacob from Texas
is a twat.
There you go. So thank you.
Well done, Jacob. It's very nice.
Yeah. And email me, tony@punkradio.com, with your twat nominations, because I'm fairly low. In fact, I might be dry. Possibly.
Oh, and also bear in mind that this has been the Brilliant Planet Smashers, and here's track three. We'll Oh, Tony, I love the Guanabats. How good is that? That is cool. Do you know the pace of this show? Each song's different pace. That one's slow and dark and dangerous. That was Nightwatch from their first album, which was called Held Down to Vinyl at Last and came out, God, 25 years ago or something, 23 years ago, maybe. What I want to know is, Tony, what is their MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Guanabats.
Yeah, it is. It's yeah. Tony 3, Paulie being Internet Neil, as predicted. It's half past show, and you're just killing me, man. You're killing me. Make sure you add Guanabats. They are in our top friends, and they are absolutely brilliant. They're lovely blokes. They still gig. They've got they've kind of got two versions of the band, one that plays in the States and one that plays in the UK. Pip, the lead singer, lives in the States, so he has people to help him out there, and then when he comes over here, he gets the old band back together, basically. And they're just fantastic live. They really are. I can't fault them. They're a great band on record. They're a great band live. They've actually got six albums out. I've only got four of them. I am going to try and get hold of the other two because I want to play more Guanabats. I just love them. So basically, do that. Now, Tony.
Yeah.
I am very interested to protect my customer details, but I don't know how to do it.
Okay.
Have you got any ideas?
Got a few. You could try GoDaddy, which is an internet web service provider, and it should be your first stop if you want to create your very own website. And you can start by registering your own domain name, or if you have an existing name already registered, then that can be transferred to GoDaddy for your site. After registering your domain, you can then start building your site, and GoDaddy makes this a lot easier with their website builders.
Are they real website builders?
They're real.
They must be tiny.
They're tiny. Maybe you just want to have a simple blog-style site where you can add your observations, pictures, and rant to your heart's content. Or maybe you want your own online shopping store. Well, GoDaddy can help there too. You can add a shopping cart to your site and secure it with an industry standard SSL certificate.
And what are they?
That's a SL.
And that. Oh, Tony.
Yeah.
If you add a shopping cart to your site.
Hmm.
Would it not be better to secure it by putting a pound in?
Someone could still steal your pound, though.
Oh, yeah.
Or swap their trolley with theirs when they put a euro in it.
Oh, man.
Dirty bastards, yeah.
I don't think GoDaddy have thought that through.
No. But you best use SSL, and that will protect your customers' details.
They need protecting.
Yeah. And you can also set up a merchant account, so you can receive and process credit card payments. But finally, the best news of all, if you enter the code PUNKY1, that's...
PUNKY1.
You can receive a 10% discount. Or, if you live in the UK, you can use the code PUNKY2. That's...
PUNKY2.
Which will give... And that'll give you 20% off orders of £35 or more. And why is that particularly good?
Because of that exchange rate. Baby.
So go to GoDaddy.com for all your internet and web hosting needs. There you go.
Brilliant. Yeah. Absolutely brilliant. You've just reminded me as well, you will already have heard the sound file that I'm going to send to Tony after the show to add onto the show at the start of this. And wasn't it good?
Okay.
That was a Marv and Cop Show. Any news?
No.
None. Oh, well, never mind. Time for the next track. The next track, this band were on at Dolly Remixture, my cabaret night, last Sunday, and they were absolutely brilliant. They were showcasing stuff off their new album, Flesh Ride, which I have in front of me here. It's got 15 tracks on it, a load of absolute beauties. We have played Hitchhiker from Hell, and you've heard a little bit of Inside the Haunted House. But there's a track on here that I thought would be rather suitable for Halloween. Tony, what I want to know is, what is Devilish Presley's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Devilish Presley.
It is. It's Tony 4, Paulie B and the Internet Neil. This is getting predictable. And they will be touring with The Damned in December, which everybody's looking forward to. It'll be fantastic. This is perfect for this show. It's perfect for the time of year. It's perfect, Devilish Presley. It's Halloween Queen.
And I think he said, put on that zombie makeup, wish you could make a living dance. But she's just an actress, it's a spooky box she's playing. She was fashionably late when she jumped on the ghost train. With her trick-or-treats, could have a great future, but she's just a deadbeat. It's like Christmas for slaves.
It's Christmas time.
It comes once a year, on the 1st of November. Let's hope she disappears.
Tony, I love that band. That is a great song. It's a great album. Do make sure that you add them on MySpace and buy their album. It's a really, really good one. The other ones are good as well, but I reckon this might be my favourite so far. And they're so prolific. I mean, they've got another 3 albums in them already that I know that are more songs that will be coming in a year's time, 18 months' time. But just get this album. It's absolutely brilliant. Last week, I was doing gigs at Jester's in Bristol. It's one of my favourite comedy clubs. It's it was formerly a cinema, and it's been made into the most beautiful, beautiful looking comedy club. And I was on it. It was a really good bill. Well, the bill was a bit different each night, but the Thursday night was a guy called Jack Whitehall, who I haven't seen before, who's new, and a guy called, oh, I've got confused now, and a guy called Barry Castagnola was headlining, and Andrew Lawrence, who was played at my club recently, who was fantastic, right? The show, it was a student gig, and it was they were quite quiet for students, but they were really, really nice. However, the accommodation wasn't, right? Now, they keep saying when you go down there that they're going to put you in this nice flat, and I'm sure that one day they will put you in a nice flat, but at the moment, they're putting us in a flat that students lived in last year. Now, I don't know what your student accommodation... Oh, you lived at home, didn't you?
Yeah.
When you were at college. My student accommodation was the kind of stuff that you'd expect to find Terry Waite chained to a radiator in, right? And this was no different. It was just disgusting. I had the best room, which meant I wasn't sick, right? Now, because I didn't want to go back to the room, really, I stayed behind after the gig, and I got very, very drunk indeed with Craig, who is the bloke who manages the gig. And when we got really, 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 really drunk, he said, hey, let's put on some old 80s music. I went, yeah, all right then. And I tried to sing along to Hey You, the Rocksteady Crew. You know that one, yeah?
Yeah.
Except I didn't know the words. So it became an exercise in being Vic Reeves. And it became, hey, you, the Rocksteady crew, shibba-hoo, hey, you, the Rocksteady crew, hoo-shibba-hoo with Electric Boogaloo. I knew that bit, right? Right. Anyway, went back, slept, didn't get up till about 3 in the afternoon, so I didn't want to leave the room because outside the room was even worse. It was a beautiful day. I went into town to buy a flashy suit for Sunday, but they didn't have any in my size, which is obviously the best size. Went to the gig that night, and there was a different bill. It was a guy called Jeff Innocent was opening. Andrew Lawson, sorry, I was the compere. Jeff Innocent was opening, who again has played my club, and he's a fantastic act. Then Andrew Lawson was brilliant. And a guy called Mickey Hutton was closing. Okay. Now, Mickey, I don't really think wanted to do the gig anyway. But when he got there, he took one look at the flat, and to be fair to him, he had the worst room. There was builder's stuff in it and plaster dust all over the duvet, right? And he said, he's from the northeast, excuse my accent. He goes, well, I'm not staying here, like, I live in a million pound house. Right? And it was just fucking absolutely. And then we got to the gig, and oh my God, the audience were absolute pigs. It was really, really hard work. Afterwards, they all said what a good time they'd had, but during the show, we all struggled, we all found it hard, and Mickey, bless him, on last, when everyone was drunk and angry, just took on a load of hecklers and absolutely destroyed them. To be fair to him, he did a brilliant job. Then we eventually went back to the flat when we couldn't stay in the venue anymore and may have enjoyed an interesting cigarette by way of being able to sleep. The next morning, Mickey had gone. Right? He was supposed to be doing Saturday night as well, but he just wasn't fucking there. He'd left, he'd gone, he'd vamoosed, he was out of there. He'd made like a tree and left. Right, he made like a sheep and barred. Right, he'd gone. So they were left needing another act. Now, fortunately, Jongleurs Comedy Club in Bristol had an act called Mandy Knight on in the first half. Now, Mandy's a terrific act. She's brilliant. So anyway, we phoned her up and she said, yeah, I'll come down and close instead of Mickey. Saturday night, oh my God, what a beautiful crowd. They were lovely. Absolutely fantastic. Every single act went down well. We all had a really good time. Mandy was brilliant. And I gave Jeff Innocent some ideas for a new routine that he's about to embark on about, I'm not sure how to put it, fair trade, conscientious porn.
Okay.
That he wants to do, because he said there's no porn, he's a very ethical guy, and he wants a porn magazine for him. There's no ethical porn. And I gave him the idea for the title of a magazine, which hopefully will get into the act, Sustainable Sluts. He was very pleased with that. He wasn't quite so keen on vegan babes, but he did like sustainable sluts. So anyway, should you catch Jeff Innocent in the future and you hear him doing that routine, you'll know that I played a little part in that. Oh, yes.
Quite like the sound of it.
Yeah, now, just before I play the next track, is there anything that you want to say? Have you got anything going on this week?
Not this week, no. It's a bit of a catch-up work week for me, because last week I kind of had a mini holiday slash jaunt around the UK with Steph and family.
And Steph and some Germans?
Yeah. So it's lots of catching up and traveling up and down the country.
What places did you go to?
We went to Tottenham Hall, then went to Birmingham. I saw Birmingham for the first time, actually, and I'm really quite impressed with it. Saw Birmingham for the first time.
Oh, Birmingham. Yeah, it's a good place, Birmingham.
The boring and everything around them, the canals. Yeah, really impressed by it. It was really nice.
They have more canals than Venice.
Yeah, very nice.
But I know where I'd rather be.
Oh, yeah. then back up north, because I had a recording Thursday night. Right,
and how did that go?
That went very well. All the recordings are on MySpace, myspace.com/righthandpink. Turned out very poppy, a lot more poppy than it sounded when we were practicing it, but still quite pleased by it. It sounds good.
We still think we'll be able to play something off it on Punky, do we?
I think there's definitely one.
Brilliant.
It's about 1.5 minutes. I think it's in the remit.
Oh, cool. Sorry.
Then I was back down south to get my car from Paul, so it's been back down.
Oh, God.
Stay the weekend in Paul, then back up today to get ready for work and do Punky and everything. So it's kind of, yeah, work this week.
It's not all work, you know. Now, Just one last thing before the next track. Insane Star, who won the competition the other week for the Goth CD, History of Guns, hasn't been in touch yet. If you are listening, Insane Star, do get in touch so I can send it to you. For once, it's not my fault you haven't received your prize yet. You haven't got in touch. Anyway, here's a band that get in touch regularly. This is one from the vaults, technically, and we have played this before on a previous Halloween show, I think. Tony, this is the Bleach Boys. This is Zombie. So that was Bleach Boys and Zombie there. This is such a Halloween show. I'm very, 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 very Halloween-y. What I want to know is, Tony, what is the Bleach Boys MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Bleach Boys.
It is. It's Tony 5, Paulie B and the Internet 0. This is getting embarrassing. Now, Tony, there was something that you just... What's this about Total Nonsense? We haven't mentioned it in a while, and I'd like you to just run through this, because I will be listening to the show you're about to talk about.
Yeah, I just... today a new episode came out, so we get alerted through Facebook as part of the group. So I checked the forum out, and they were talking about the latest episode, and one of the listeners was saying, it seems a bit faster than normal. And John says, oh yeah, well, apparently Scott wasn't happy with the speed of the show because it was done through Skype, so he got John to speed the whole thing up by 10%. And I've not listened to this yet, but that sounds genius.
He's such a perfectionist, it's going to sound like Pinky and Perky.
Yeah.
I can't wait. This could be a podcasting triumph. If you haven't listened to the show before, this might be a really great one to be your first go. It is our favourite podcast, isn't it?
Let's face it.
We go. It is. Yeah. They're our mates, and they do a great. And I would like to hear this one because the elections are about to happen. They'll have loads of politics on the show, I'm sure, and it'll be brilliant. It'll be really, really good. They're a better way to learn about politics in the States than the internet, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When is the election? Is it the first week of November?
It's soon, isn't it? It's very soon.
It is.
Yeah.
Maybe it's
all the people in the UK are taking notice. Whether it'll be the same the other way round, I doubt.
No.
Now, I didn't mention the band, the bed in the last bit. That was Midnight Configuration. Very scary.
Very
perfect
scary.
Goth. I was going to play a track of theirs, but I decided to play the bed instead this week, so you know. Now, this is the Cemetery Surfers.
Cool.
So, great weekend at Jester's in Bristol. Had to get up early Sunday morning. The clocks had gone back. That confused me. And then I had to get the train back. And I didn't get home until gone two. And I had to be at Remix in Hitchin by five to start setting up for my cabaret show, Dolly Remixture, which was last Sunday. And, oh, what a show. It was the usual shambles. We had two more beautiful girls on, Fifi Fatale and Slinky Sparkles.
Nice.
Both gorgeous. Fifi did a fan dance to start with. And then we put a magic act on called Paul Coombs, and he was crap.
Right? Really?
Well, no, not crap, but he's a children's magician. And he dressed accordingly and acted accordingly, and people just didn't know what the fuck was going on. And I thought he was just going to do one trick, which involved getting someone out of the crowd and cutting their head off. But he insisted on doing these other tricks first that were rubbish. If he'd just done the cutting head off one, it would have been brilliant. Anyway, that was a bit embarrassing. But it's all right, because then on came Slinky Sparkles, and she was fantastic. The house band Dying Inside really, really went for it this time. They were superb. And they did the intro with me, and then we did a verse of Combine Harvester. Nice. Which the audience didn't know what was going on there. Oh, and there were more in this month than last month, which is brilliant, because normally the second show takes a dip and then you build it back up. So I'm really hopeful this thing's going to really, really take off. The Roch, the DJ, was fantastic. There were that many women in corsets there, because there's a corset store there who last month were taking orders for all these ones that they picked them up last week. There must have been, of 130 people in the crowd, 30 of the women must have been in corsets. Guess what? I fucking loved it. Boobs everywhere. Right, the second bit, the house band Dying Inside came on and did a version of Rocksteady Crew, which is funny because it was one that I'd been not doing a particularly good version of in Bristol but a few days before. Mm. And then we got Fifi Fatale back on. She did a brilliant, really, really good dance. Then I put on an act called Kevin Shepherd, who's a stand-up comic. He was really good. Then Slinky Sparkles came on and did the best dance we've had at the thing so far. The theme, it's a nautical theme with pearls from the deep. She pulled pearl necklaces out of everywhere. It was really, really funny. Yeah. There are some photos on the MySpace page for the gig. MySpace.com/DollyRemixture. Dying Inside then did Tour de France again, the highlight of any night. And then we had another break, and then we put on Devilish Presley, who were absolutely brilliant. They'd been there, they'd got there really early, they'd sound checked early, they stuck around to watch the show, they had a really good laugh, they were absolutely brilliant. They'd got fans of theirs that'd come out of the woodwork from various places to come and see them. They sold a load of CDs after, everyone was happy. They left, I had an hour's left drinking, which I'm more than... Oh, sorry. When they finished their act, I went and said, "Ladies and gentlemen, Devilish Presley," and people were shouting for more. I said, "Do you want one more?" They went, "Yeah," and they said, "We'll do one more on the condition that Paulie B stays on stage with us and does a burlesque act." Now, this threw me a little, but I thought, I've had enough vodka and sodas with ice and lime, my drink of choice, because it's got the pure non-calorific value of the vodka. You get rehydrated by the soda water, and in the lime, you get in one of your five a day if you have enough. Yeah, it's brilliant. It's a fantastic drink. So I did. And what I did was I started off looking a bit cheeky, and then I rolled my trouser legs up, thus showing off some calf.
Uh-huh.
Then I rolled my sleeves up, thus showing some wrist. And the shirt I was wearing, the buttons were like popper buttons. So uh-huh. Towards the end of the song, I ripped it open halfway and cheekily exposed my nipples one after the other. It's going to end up on YouTube and I'm never going to work again. But it was certainly not in a classroom. But it was absolutely... It was so funny, mate. It was brilliant, I'll tell you. It was great. It was a great show. The next show is November the 30th. MySpace.com/DollyRemixture. Or there's a Facebook group as well called Dolly Remixture, which is in my groups. But do add it. If you live anywhere near and you can get there, do. Next month's show promises to be equally brilliant and I just can't wait. This weekend... Friday night, I've got a gig in Bedford at the Harper Suite. Well, I played there before. It's a lovely, lovely gig. If you're in the Bedford area, fancy coming down to see you on Friday. Saturday, I'm in Esher, darkest South London. It's not South London, really. It's outside, but South West London, I suppose. And but it's a fundraiser for a football club, I think. And I'm not sure where it is. I have had the information through, but I haven't bothered to write it down. But if you are in the Esher area and you fancy coming down, do try and get along to that. Really good lineup of that show. Some really good comics on there, including Matt Kirshen, who is very young and is doing very well in America.
Yeah.
And it's just great. So there you go. That's that. Time for the last song.
One last
now,
thing.
Tony.
What you want to be reminded about Baileys? What was that about Baileys?
Oh yeah, in Bristol at the gig, there's a barmaid, right? Called, and her real name is Wolf.
Her real name is Wolf.
Yeah.
Okay.
But she's actually an absolute fox. Like, everyone calls her Wolfie, and she said, "I've invented a new drink." Now, I don't think she's invented it, but fuck me, it's good. Mm. And I got really pissed. People kept saying, "Do you want another one?" She called it the BB gun.
Okay.
I was calling it B&B, bed and breakfast, brandy and Baileys.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
A, it gets you drunk, and B, as I said to anyone who would listen, let me have another sip. It's so creamy.
I do a similar thing with Jack Daniels. Jack Daniels and Baileys.
Oh.
That's really nice. And fucking hell is it strong.
I would be tempted to call that the JB's All-Stars.
Nice.
The Jack and Baileys, J&B, and it's an All-Star, and you'll be seeing stars. It's JB's All-Stars, mate.
Give it a try.
Now on. Either brandy and Baileys being the BB gun or the bed and breakfast, or Jack and Baileys, JB's All Stars, Jack and Baileys, and you'll be seeing stars. Oh,
yay.
We're good. Last track, Tony. This is a Halloween special. Am I right?
You are right.
Out of all the goth bands we've ever played on the show with a vaguely comedy aspect to them, do you know where we're going yet?
No.
Which one do you think would be the best? Have you got any ideas at all?
No.
Let me reacquaint you with the Scary Bitches. Do you remember when we used to play Scary Bitches on the very early shows?
That's a long time ago.
The first Halloween show I think we played them on. Anyway, this is another From the Vaults, really, because we're playing this again, because a lot of our listeners will never have heard this song. Now, what I want to know is, Tony, what's Scary Bitches' MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Scary Bitches.
It is. It's Tony Six, probably being Internet Nil. Absolute whitewash this week. Next week, I'm already planning the music, so you'll get none of them. This is from their first album, which I have here. By the way, I didn't tell you the name of the Bleach Boys album was The Four Cyclists of the Apocalypse, which is still available, I think. Make sure you add them, because we're trying to get them to 1,000. This is Scary Bitches from their first album, Lesbian Vampires from Outer Space. This is the title track, Lesbian Vampires from Outer Space. Enjoy.
We shall defend our island. We shall never surrender.
The deadliest weapon is the art of surprise. You get no warning. We just drop from the skies.
Doing nothing, it's a fucking disgrace.
Lesbian vampires from outer space.
They push you to the ground. You're lying in the mud. Drink your blood. You're lying there alone, trying to catch your breath, trying to cancel your appointment with the angel of death. We're under attack from the upper quarter. Watch out for your sister, your mother and your daughter.
What's the church doing? Nothing, it's a fucking disgrace.
Lesbian vampires from outer space.
We shall fight on the beaches. We shall fight on the landing grounds. We shall fight in the fields and in the streets. We shall fight in the hills. We shall never surrender.
Now
cancel. It's a fucking disgrace.
Lesbian vampires from outer space. Lesbian vampires from outer space.
Oh, hey. In a cabin. Down by a canyon.
Oh, Tony, let's face it, on a grant from the council is a fucking disgrace. It's one of the best lines in ever song, ever. Yeah. Do try and track down the Skay Bitches. As I say, they haven't logged into MySpace for a year, so I don't know what's happened to them exactly, but I'll try and find out for next week's show. I hope you've enjoyed this one. It's been a Halloween special. All the bands other than Skay Bitches should be in our MySpace top friends. I might manage to get them in over the next week. I'll do some research. On Saturday, November 1st, please do vote for us at Podcast Alley. Tone, just remind them how to do that, will you?
Easiest way is go to punkyradio.com, top of screen. Important, please vote for us link. Hit that, and then to email address and a subject in a comment. And we read them out, of course.
Good. And what we'll do, we've had some new iTunes things for the UK, so I'll maybe do those next week as well. And do subscribe to us at iTunes if you can and leave a vote for us. How do you do that, Tone?
Easiest way, again, go to punkyradio.com. On the left is an iTunes link. If you hit that, it will open your iTunes player and you'll see our music store page where you can subscribe to us and review us. 5 stars only, obviously.
Yes, that's very good. And hi to Hussy Skunk listeners, hi to Wicked Radio. We'll talk about you a bit more next week. We haven't heard anything from you yet, but we would like to. If you're listening on an internet radio station, get in touch. We like to hear from you.
Definitely. Or Second Life, if you're listening there. Hello, Second Lifers.
Hello, Second Lifers. hey, Tone.
Yeah.
It's half term this week. Kids, have a great week off.
Yeah.
That was a nice thing by me, wasn't it?
That is a nice one, yeah.
Yeah.
God. Is it half term everywhere?
That's everything.
Okay.
Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Up-hoo!
Bunches, 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 bunch of guns. Bunch of guns. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Bunch of guns. Oh, yeah. You're right. Bunch of guns. Bunch of guns, yeah. Gee,
that is such a great song. I didn't mind listening to a bit more of that than usual.
Yeah.
Have a happy Halloween.
Wow.
Wow. Wow. Wow. Wow. Wow.